Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
It's simple, really.
You have a choice.
Either listen to Sports Grid and get the winning edge,
or don't,
and get really good at explaining things to your increasingly impatient wife.
Happy wife, happy life, dude.
You're listening to Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
It's level two. This is Sports Rage. I am Rich. The pencil players, the hustlers, the DJs, everybody else in between. MLS soccer, the playoffs, man. It's great. So, Julio, I don't know if you got any action in on this, but right now it's scoreless right now in the 112th minute between Seattle and Salt Lake in Seattle. Over 30,000 people in the stadium, 35, I think, actually. And it's been a real tense match, man. Penalty kicks are looming. And I got to say this, too, and this is another thing, too, but people always bitch about soccer and penalty kicks and stuff. Penalty kicks are one of the most exciting things in sport. What do you want these guys to do? They just played for 2 hours here, and no one scored. You want to play for 4 hours, and then you just get a stupid, cheap goal anyways. I don't have a problem with penalty kicks. I don't like the shootout in hockey. I think that's, like, worse, because it's not that long hockey. Like, you know what I mean? Someone will score, actually. It's different. I don't have a problem with penalty kicks when it comes to soccer. It's as entertaining. It's thrilling. That's what it comes down to.
It's very dramatic, penalty kicks, especially after you played 100 and some odd minutes. I took a teaser under, Gabe, sort of the Gabe Morenci special, under 3.5, and I had it parlayed with Bayern Munich earlier this morning, under 4.5 goals in that game. So that came home nice.
All right, so still scoreless, 7 minutes left here. All right, Julio, what about, before we get to the college, what about the Bears? I'm calling it right now. In fact, I think I'm going to put the bet in tonight, actually. I'm getting anxious about it. I'm fired up for Thanksgiving. I'm fired up for the football. I'm fired up for all the games, actually. Fired up, obviously, for the Michigan game, the Bills game. I'm a Bills fan, but I'm actually really looking forward to the Lions game, and you should be, too. And I said this earlier, Julio. I was telling people this earlier in the day, that if you're a Bears fan, you should be pulling for the Detroit Lions to win this game. You should be pulling for the Lions to win this game, and that'll get Matt Nagy fired, finally. I think he's done anyways, and I don't know, but you figure with Pace, it's, you know, they both gone, but either way, like losing to the Lions, a team that haven't won on national television on Thanksgiving, could be enough to just really piss everybody off and get them fired. Like we saw Garrett got canned yesterday. It's that time of the year now, guys. Coaches are going to start to get fired on a daily basis and on a weekly basis. And I think Nagy could be next, bro. He could be, like, he's on the chopping block, and the Lions beating him would be able to put it over the top.
Yeah, there was a report earlier this morning that Matt Nagy was going to be fired after the game against Detroit. Then one of the most senior Bears beat reporters followed up with a report saying it's almost certain that Nagy will be fired. He canceled 2 meetings yesterday in advance to Thursday's game. No coaches cancel meetings on a short week in preparation for a game. No coaches do that. Nagy did that. I had the Bears in my car, but not anymore. Either Lions or Bucks for me.
Hold on, Julio.
Yep.
The late night anger management request. This is Sports Rage. I'm Morency, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people, the bust them, and everybody else in between. We're kicking it. It's the Twisted Tuesday. Countdown to Thanksgiving is on. We've got live MLS soccer going on right now into the 115th minute. Still scoreless. Looks like penalty kicks will take us. We'll be taking either one of these two teams through. I'm on Seattle to advance. We'll get you an updated number here in a second. We got line movement, actually, with the Chicago Bears and the Detroit Lions. Julio Rosario joining us from the Windy City right now. Play-by-play voice of the Windy City Bulls, Chicago State basketball. Chicago Bears were 3.5, Julio, all day. It's sitting at 3 right now. And I was talking about the Lions earlier in the day, and I've been talking about the Lions all week, about how, well, it's 3.5 and it's plus 152. And I like that plus 152, but I like the 3.5 more. Well, now, dude, it's down to plus 138. All right, the money is coming in on the Detroit Lions in this football game right now. And I'll tell you what, my money's going to be part of this. I've been riding Detroit on a weekly basis this year, pretty much every year, guys. This week, every week. And they're 6-4 against the spread. I see no reason. I'm not getting in front of it, but I've been calling. This is the game they're going to win. They're going to beat your Bears, Julio.
I wouldn't be surprised. I'll take them. I'm going to put them in a 10-point teaser for Thanksgiving as well, with New Orleans to plus 16 and the Raiders from 7.5 to 17.5. Matt Nagy all but fired. Yeah, he's going to be gone. He canceled meetings today in advance of Thursday's game. The writing's on the wall for Matt Nagy. I like Derek Carr, Gabe, on Thanksgiving, over 1.5 touchdowns, minus 130, and Hunter Renfrow, anytime touchdown, plus 210. And look, the Chicago Bulls, FanDuel's got an interesting live line, Gabe. They play Houston tomorrow. I'm not willing to lay 8.5. I'm not willing to put them in a money line parlay, but I will take the Bulls to win the first quarter and to win the game outright, minus 140.
Julio Rosario kicking it with us, the Windy City Sports Report. All right, hold on, Julio. We got McKinnis joining us, but we'll keep Julio for one more segment, too. We'll get McKinnis in here, and then we'll let Julio go. We'll keep it rolling. McKinnis, we got Mike D'Antilier stepping up and in as well. We're into the 117th minute right now. We'll get you caught today with all the line moves. As you see, these football games, they're being bet. What a week of betting it's going to be.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morency.
It's the Late Night Anger Management class. I've got a live prop in here on Luka Doncic to go over 32.5 points. And the game goes to overtime, and I'm thinking it's the gift that I need. He hasn't scored a single point in overtime. And what's amazing is the Mavericks have had like a wicked end. You can't make it like, dude, like with props, betting, and all this is weird. And speaking of weird, here we go. We're going into penalty kicks. Seattle, let me get people the number here. So for people who want to bet, we'll bring McKinnis in here too. All right, let's see. In game, who's going to advance? Advance to qualify. I'm on Seattle to advance. All right, so you can get in right now on Seattle, minus 125. Salt Lake, minus 106. Very straightforward. Who's going to win the penalty kicks? Seattle, minus 125. Salt Lake, minus 106. And just because I'm a degen and I'm in a bad mood and I'm going to bet out of spite, I'm going all in on the Sounders here right now.
Actually, you know what? We could bet this live. Like, all right, are they going to score the next one and all this? But I don't know if my heart can take that, actually. There's an over-under 7.5 penalties converted. Over-under 7.5. Penalty shootout to go to sudden death. Yes, plus 225. No, minus 300. Total penalties taken in the shootout, 9.5. I don't know. I'm not going to screw with it. Let's just go with Seattle here and hope for the best. This is pretty intense. Let's do this thing. What's going on, McInnes? Wager Talk. How you doing, McInnes?
Doing well, Gabe. Always nice to come on the show with you and sweat out a game, whether it's baseball, basketball, soccer, who knows. So I'm hopping in with you. It always makes the show that much more fun.
Yeah, now MLS soccer playoffs. Here it is, MLS soccer. Oh, boy. I'm feeling the tension here. You know what? I don't want to lose this bet on the way out. I just lost UCLA, and I lost the total bet in the UCLA-Gonzaga game. I don't want to lose that. All right, so Julio, we got Julio Rosario with us. Normally in Chicago, he's in Colorado on a horticultural project. And we got McInnes from Wager Talk kicking it with us. So Julio, I just mentioned it, man. Line down right now to plus 138. I'm calling it. Lions beat the Bears. What's your prediction?
Yeah, I think the Lions win. I'd say the Lions win by 7. This is going to be an ugly football game considering it's the two worst teams in scoring in the league. But considering all the drama with Matt Nagy, the total distraction this has been for the Bears, I got to go with Detroit.
McInnes, who are you taking, the Bears or the Lions?
I'm going to go contrarian. It seems like everybody's in the Lions. Give me the Bears. I think they fight through. I don't want to bet a spot where it seems like the entire world's on the Lions. So I think the Bears can pull it out.
All right. We've got a consensus here. 2-1. The guy in Chicago says the Lions. I say the Lions, but I do have a Lion helmet spinning behind me here right now. And McInnes says the Bears. I get it, McInnes. I got it. And I look forward to getting the CFL right. So hold on, McInnes. Let me throw it at you, Julio, right now. Michigan, Ohio State, Oklahoma State, the Civil War, Beavers and Ducks. Who you got in the big games this weekend, Julio?
Michigan outright, plus 245.
Oh, I love it.
Done against Ohio State. And give me Oregon State. I think the Beavers win the Civil War against Mario Cristobal's Ducks on Saturday night.
Julio's calling. You're going bold here, Julio. I like it. Michigan money line. I like your style. I got to tell you, Julio, and everyone else, if you guys think, and I'm going to be doing this myself, if you think that Michigan is going to Michigan's going to win this football game, you got to take them at 50-1 to win a national championship. All right, hold on, everybody. Here comes the first kick. So Seattle's kicking first, and the first kick is a goal. No! Seattle.
That's class. That's class.
Not bad. Well, not bad. Not bad. Amethyst. I didn't even practice. I just sort of rolled that off right away.
Andres Cantoro over here.
I was checking my microphone. I said, was something going on with my mic or something? Are my speakers glitching out? I like that, Gabe.
Yeah, I could go longer, actually. Let's see. All right. Let's see. We're going to save another one. I'm going to save it for a Seattle goal. Come on. Make a stop here, buddy. Come on, Fry.
Hawk needs some more of that goal.
No! Hockey's more like quick. He shoots, he scores. All right, 1-1 in the penalty. You know what? We should have taken. I like betting these penalty kicks. It's fun. I like betting the overs and stuff. We should have taken like over 7.5 made, except I don't know, man. Maybe someone chokes, man. They're under pressure here and stuff. All right, so
I just can't wait for the World Cup, Gabe, to start betting those first half unders in the group stage, just first couple games. It's just automatic in some of these
World
tournaments.
Cup. That's next November. I got money on this right now. Hold on.
I know.
Sorry, I'm World Cup.
Sorry.
Yeah, hold on. Seattle, goal! All right, there's Seattle, 2-1. Let's go, Sounders. All right. Get a stop here. So far, so three penalty kicks, three goals. Three penalty kicks, three goals. So the winner, Sporting Kansas City, awaits the winner. If Seattle wins, Sporting Kansas City go to Seattle, and if Salt Lake win, Kansas City go to Real Salt Lake go to Kansas City. So if you're Kansas City, you're pulling for Salt Lake here. I refuse to call them Real Salt Lake, Julio.
Save!
Great save! Great save, Seattle! Oh, Nelly! That was a pretty weak-ass attempt. You see that, Matias? Look at that attempt. I would have stopped that. Buddy basically just sort of kicked it, like, right at him. Like, in the goalie didn't have to do too much.
I'm unfortunately watching the Clippers go scoreless in this overtime period. Bunch of wedgies.
Man, I should have been on the Mavericks, 110-103. I can't believe the Mavericks are scoring all these points and Luka isn't. Like, is he still at 26? Like, are you telling me he can't score more? He hasn't scored a single point. Like, I don't know how that's possible. But anyways, all right, I got big money on this soccer. We jumped on this more here, too. All right, so here comes Ruiz. You know what's crazy? You know that Simpsons we were joking about, Arriaga. There's a guy, Arriaga, on Seattle, actually. He just checked out of the game. Arriaga. All right, here we go. Here's Ruiz up for the kick. And he scores. All right. It's getting real here.
It's a well-taken penalty kick by Ruiz right there. Nearly unstoppable for the goalkeeper. Right on the corner with some pace, nice and low.
Yeah, that, you weren't stopping. No one was stopping that.
Matias, I like that. Color commentary, man. I like that. Good breakdown there.
Nice little mechanics
little breakdown.
Right there for you.
Some mechanical little breakdown for us.
Goalkeeper.
One of his teammates just slapped him in the head to congratulate him so hard. It looked like he, like, punched him in the head. He did. Like, he went over and gave one of those, like, love taps. Hey, good job. He's, like, slapped him in the back of the head. It's like, hey, buddy, hey, I just scored. Leave me alone here. All right, so you have a lot of pressure on this dude here. All right, 2-2. 2-2. Here we go. Seattle. Oh, I don't like that. Oh, but it worked. I hate that when guys do that stuff. But guys, like, so before, even a coach is sort of gritting, but, man, like, when you go up, guys, like, the guy that took the penalty kick sort of took a step forward, did a little weird shuffle, a little dance type thing. Like, you know what I mean? It was sort of like he hot dogged it, and he sort of just, like, put it in slickly. But when that doesn't work, it's a bad look. Yeah, and McKenzie, you're a hockey guy. It's sort of like guys when they dipsy dandle going in a penalty, you know what I mean? They end up not even getting a shot off and stuff. It's like, yeah, buddy, next time just skate in and shoot the puck. All right, 3-2, here we go. Here comes the shot. And, oh, it's a goal. Man, this is pissing me off. I didn't bet on the in-game over now.
I went to a coach one time, Gabe. He was telling me about that new move. Going in the forehand, sliding to the backhand, then going five hole on goalies, and it's pretty automatic.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Just a minute.
As long as you can remember.
There's only ever been one thing in your life that's been there for you.
It's meant memories,
family,
friends.
And yeah, we'll say it.
Fun.
Welcome to your home for talking sports. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Welcome to the bullpen, Derek.
Hello.
Hi. Derek, this indoor soccer is a new sport. Could you tell us something about it?
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. It's soccer played indoors, like in a hockey rink. Sort of soccer hockey.
Boy, that's an interesting combination. Well, what are the rules?
I don't know, really. I don't care.
I see. How does your team look?
Mostly Venezuelan.
Great.
Well, Salt Lake wins. Salt Lake gets it done. Wow, dramatic. 6-5 in penalty kicks. Excellent display of penalty kicks taken by both teams. Whatever, man. It was a great save made, man. Buddy drilled it on Seattle. The goalie dove. He guessed to the right side. He made the stop. And then after, Buddy on Seattle needed to make the stop to keep it going. And he actually nearly did. He kind of did. He made it. It was nuts. It was like, oh, my God, is it going to not go in? So, like, he dove, the ball hit, and then it rolled along the goal line, and then it rolled in. Like, it was one of those, like, is it going in? And then it ended up going in. Wow. I'm just pissed off that I didn't take, like, over 7.5. Like, I sort of got eager. I'll just bet on Seattle here. I should have taken the over 7.5. They ended up being 11 successful kicks when it was all said and done. Yeah, normally, though, like, those guys were drilling it, and there was some great stuff there. And these guys are celebrating pretty hardcore right now, and it's kind of pissing me off, considering I just lost money, McInnes. So let me turn the channel away there. I don't like watching teams celebrate after I lose games. Like, not,
it kind of feels like they're running, rubbing it in. Eh? It feels like they're just rubbing it in your face, even though they have no idea who we are.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Like, they're doing it despite us. When the Dodgers lost to the Braves, like, I set a world record how fast I changed the channel, bro. No, I really did. Like, you know what I mean? Like, some of you sort of linger after and stuff. No. Like, it was literally like, and the Atlanta Braves are your World Series. And I couldn't even, they didn't even get to World Series champions. Like, I didn't even hear, I didn't see a second of the celebration. Like, I literally, and there was other sports going on, I literally just changed the channel. I got up for a minute. I sort of walked around for like 2 seconds. I sat down and I said, all right, baseball season's over. Let's go.
Lots of respect has to go to the teams that lose in those championship games. Games that stick out there and watch, or even like those players that part, you know, the rest of the team is in the locker room, but they stay out and watch the celebration. I think it's a lot harder than people might think, man. It's tough, you know. It's these guys got to watch them celebrate and throw their sticks around or jump around. You know, it's tough.
There's two ways of going about it. You're right. Like, I don't know which one would you do. Like, there's two ways. You either bolt right away, and baseball players seem to be the worst at it. Like, they like to torture themselves the most, it seems. baseball players, in which, like, they'll sit in the dugout and watch the other team celebrate, right? Like, they'll sit in the dugout and they'll watch the team celebrate. I get it. You know, you're just so devastated. What it is, because you don't want to let it go. You know what I mean?
For sure.
You don't want to let it go, so you're just sort of you're caught up in that moment. I've done it both ways. Listen, I haven't played at that level, but I was on good teams, so I won more than I lost actually playing hockey. But there was the same thing. Like, when I lost, I handled it differently a couple of different times. Like, once I snapped and I started smashing things after the game. And another time, I sat in the hallway crying. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'm dead serious. Like, once after I came off and, like, wha-bam, wha-bam. And it was more just sort of anger. And another time, it was more just, like, devastation. Where it's, like, you know, worst day of my life type thing. Just sitting there in the hallway, like, after the game. But, yeah, that's the beautiful thing about sports. That's why we love betting on sports. It's all about that rush. That's why Michael Jordan bets on sports, McInnes, right? He likes the rush of winning, right? So, you know, the money, you know, it's about the money. But at the same point in time, it's about the rush, right? About picking the winner and all that type of stuff.
Definitely.
And just, it's about competition still. Like, gambling and betting on sports is competition still.
Well, it's a great point that you mentioned about, you know, not wanting to lose the moment. I think that's a really, really good point, because so many athletes, you see them, you know, go back to their bench or sit down and just kind of look around. And it's not like they want to really torture themselves and watch the other team celebrate and raise the trophy. But it's more so they just don't want to leave, because they know when, you know, it sounds so cliche to say it, but when the clock strikes zero, there's nothing more they could do. They did not win. You know what I mean? And people love the competition, you know, and that compete is over. You came second or you didn't make the finals or whatever it might be. And of course, you know, Gabe, talking about Michael Jordan, I think we all have that in us. You know what I mean? I think that that's why I never would, you know, unit shame anybody. I hate seeing that type of stuff online or whatever. I don't care if you're betting $10,000, $1,000 or $10. If you got action, you know, you're sweating it out. You know, even if I tell my friend, hey, I think this team's going to win, and he says, no, they're not going to. That's enough for me to get engaged.
Dude, exactly. Like, I've never unit shamed somebody. You know what I mean? Like, the people, oh, well, what, homie, you only have 10 bucks on or 20 bucks. Now, listen, you're going to have jackass trolls and stuff like that.
But right.
I'm talking about real bettors and stuff. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? I don't mock people at all. You only bet, you know, well, you bet $25 a game or $50 a game or $100 a game. And I learned that years ago, and I got unit chained, right? I was a kid, and I was betting and stuff, and I was in a sports bar, and I was hanging out with, like, the bookies and, like, you know, the so-called wise guys and stuff, right? And it was like, it was literally like the Saturday night Hawaii game. We're in a sports bar. It's like 1-2 in the morning. And I'm getting upset about the game and stuff. And one of the guys at the table says to me, they're older than me, one of the guys at the table says to me, how much do you have on this game anyways? And I don't know, I told him, I don't know, 1,400 bucks or something, you know, 1,200 bucks, you know, 1,400 bucks. And he basically told me, listen, I'm on the other side, and I'll give you $2,000 to shut up. And he's like, $1,400 bucks or whatever. And the big boss was sitting there. The big boss says, hey, jackass, shut the F up. And he goes, I don't give a crap. He goes, every bet is relative. He goes, you ever think that $1,400 to him is more than that? And he starts going off. And it's exactly true. And to this day, my kids, I've told a story before. Like, I bet less units now, less amount of money on games than I used to, but I've literally fallen asleep, bro, on games that I've had like $8,000 on. Like, you know what I mean?
I've heard you tell the stories. Yeah.
Like, no stress, no, like, oh my God, like the next play type thing, like living play by play. Like, no. Like, I literally, like, blazed one, passed out on the couch, and whoa, what's the score when I woke up? You know what I mean? Oh, well, you know. And there's been other times, bro, where I've lost a $50 prop bet or a $75 prop bet and want to put my fist through the screen, bro. Right? It is all relative. It really is. And it's not just relative to, like, your financial status in life. It's relative to the day, the time, the place, and everything. Right? Like, seriously. Like, I've gotten more mad recently about some things at times. You know what I mean? It's all different.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, the unit shaming are for losers. Anyone to criticize any gambler is a loser. Right? That's the thing. You know what I mean? Unless you're not a gambler.
point that you made, Gabe, there about, you know, somebody's amount that they're betting on something that would, you know, create any type of appearance that they're intelligent is just so ridiculous. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care how you could have so much money on this team to win. It doesn't mean that you know any more than anybody else. It just means you have that money to blow you have that money as your units. And
exactly.
Like that.
And conversely, there could be some kid in his room that's betting 100 bucks a game that knows way more than everybody, right?
Right.
But he's, you know, he's just some dude. You know what I'm saying? It's a great point. That's the thing with kids. And you see, especially in today's day and age, right, of all the social media, of the gambling coverage, in which you see that all the time, you'll see it. Oh, MGM reports, man bet $150,000 on Chicago Bears. And then people think, oh, boy, ooh, Bears must be the play or something, right? Like,
yes.
I saw it firsthand, McCannis. It was years ago. It was Tim Tebow was still in college. I was at the area. I just opened and set the City Center in Vegas. And I'll never forget, it was a Texas Longhorn game. It was a bowl game. And I was standing at the window, and I bet, and I'm standing there, and this dude comes up, and he bet $40,000. He pulled out, like, stacks, all right? Like, you know, like $5,000 stacks type thing. Bang, bang, bang. He put them on the counter, like, and he said, 40,000 Longhorns. And I'm like, whoa, boy. And I'm thinking, like, just sort of like, you know, oh, wow, man, I don't know what's going on here. Maybe I got to get on the Longhorns. And I asked the sportsbook director there, I said, hey, bro, I said, I just saw that guy bet 40K on the Longhorns, man. I said, is he local? Is he like his wise guy or something? He goes, no, he's a tourist from Texas. So I said, he goes, no, he's just staying here. He's from Texas.
Right.
Simple as that. He's a fan. You know what I mean? And he's a
rich
fan.
That happened to me in Vegas my first time.
He's a rich fan. Yeah, he's a rich fan. So he's bet for him. All right, I put 40K on it. That's like, you know, normal guy putting 400 or whatever. You know what I mean? He's got money. Doesn't mean he's sorry, I'll let you tell you a story, but remember the mattress mat guy? Same thing.
Yes.
Remember in the World Series years ago with the Astros and Dodgers? Man, like the numbers went crazy, and there were all kinds of reports. Oh, my God, $3 million came in on the Astros, man. Yeah, it was a mattress guy hedging his mattress promotion. McKiss, like, it was no, like, wise guy bet. It was a mattress guy. Just put millions of dollars on it to hedge his mattress promotion. Yeah, we got McKinnis's, how he got suckered in Vegas on the other side. Hey, we've all been there. Late night anger management cross continues. Bring it. I was blind, but now I see.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Do you have a gambling problem?
No, I enjoy it. It's a hobby.
Yes, yes, yes. I keep telling you, Bob. Yes. Late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. Just talking about, like, big money came in. This is the funniest. See, you'll love this, McKenna. This is a hockey one. This is at FanDuel from, like, last year, right before the pandemic. So, dude tells me, because I'm doing the show there every day, so I know the ticket takers, and I used to, you know, ride home. One of the guys lived near me, so I used to know all the crazy stories from the window and stuff. And he told me, I said, so what happened? He goes, man, this dude came in today. He goes, this kid, he goes, in his mid-20s. And he goes, guy comes in and he bets $25,000, all right, on three different college basketball games, like each, though, McInnes. Like literally like $75,000 type thing, all right? Never seen this kid before. He walks in, all right? He lays down on three college games. He sits down and he watches the games there, all right? Like he sits there and he watches the games. He wins. He wins all three of the games. And they're like, wow, who the hell is this kid? He came in, right? So kid then goes up to the window and he gets his money and stuff. And he goes, put 40,000 each on these NHL games. 45,000. He goes, 45,000 on there, you know. And then he says to the guy at the window, he goes, who do you like anyways in the NHL tonight? And Buddy goes to him. He goes, I don't know, I kind of like the Kings. And, you know, he tells him, you know, what he thinks. He goes, yeah, okay. And he bet what Buddy told him, right? He lost. And then he says after, he goes, yeah, I shouldn't have done that. I don't know anything about hockey. You know what I'm saying? Like, and why, like, you know what I mean? So some other guy go, oh, wow, this guy just won, like, you know, put $75,000, won all this money. Now he's betting hockey. Oh, who's he on? Who's he on? Well, he didn't know who the hell he was on, right? He came around again. He lasted, like, 3 or 4 days, and he was never seen again. So who knows what happened to him, where he got the money, what happened. There's all kinds, trust me, there's all kinds of stories in New York City, man. But what happened to you in Vegas? What, you got suckered into thinking it was a sharp play?
No, not like that. But I was at the airport. You know, this is just a little glimpse of what my life is like, Gabe. So first time ever in Vegas. I had something really important to get home to, so couldn't miss my flight. Of course, looked like I was about to. So I had to figure out a way that I could switch my flight. And they actually ended up helping me out. They switched it to a later time. And I hadn't been to Caesar Sportsbook yet. So I had all my luggage with me. And I was like, this is sweet. Somehow it's a miracle. It worked out. Got all my luggage, took an Uber straight to Caesar Sportsbook. It's Thursday night football, and I'm betting on the Ravens. I'm betting on the Celtics in basketball. I'm betting on all kinds of games. And I walk up to this guy. He's in a Celtics shirt. He's jumping up and down. Like, this guy's animated. And I'm like, let's go. I got somebody to cheer with. This guy's on the Celtics, too. And I can't remember how much it was, but he had a pretty sizable, but nothing crazy. But like for a tourist, you know, for someone just there on a work conference from Boston, who's a Celtics fan, decent bet. And you know, I had a few $100 in the Celtics, and I'm like, how's it going, man? Like, great spot for them tonight. You know, really like this spot for them. I think they're gonna bounce back big. Big three is gonna play well for them. He's like, you know what, buddy? I'm just a fan. You know what I mean? He's, you know, I'm hitting him with like the handicap. I'm hitting him with kind of the write-up I gave my clients. We're talking about this game, the players. He goes, I'm not even really a basketball guy, man. I'm just from Boston. So it just goes to show, you know, this guy had way more money on it than me. We're sweating this game out together. You know, we're high-fiving and all this stuff. And he's just like, dude, like, I'm literally just from Boston. I'm just a fan. Like, I have no idea if this was a good spot for them or not. No matter who they were playing, this guy was going to – they could have been playing the best team in the NBA. He was going to bet on the Celtics that night. So it was just kind of a funny experience for me because I was so invested. Obviously, I'm not a Raptors fan, not a Celtics fan. I'm a Raptors fan. And he's just like, yeah, man, no matter who they were playing, I probably would have bet on the Celtics. He was just cheering for his team, getting some action in.
I got to be honest because that story was not that good. I love you. I'm just telling you, like, there's no moral lesson to the story. There's no money. There's no, like, there's no good punchline.
Well, the moral lesson is.
That's not a good story. It's not a good story. You saw a guy in a Celtic jersey in a sports book. That's the story.
No, but the moral of the story is this guy knew nothing about betting. He had no idea if it was a good spot for them or not. And I'm sure, obviously, you and everybody have seen this story a bunch of times, but I never experienced that before.
No,
you know,
it's not. Thumbs down. You're not selling that. It's a bad story. I'm just telling you. Don't tell that. It's not a good story.
You got to let me ask you on air then. Am I ever allowed to say that to you? I don't know what the reaction would be like if I get. It wasn't an enlightening story or a funny story, but that's just my story. I felt like the fact we went to commercial and you kind of hyped me up.
That's true.
It was supposed to be just a little comment and a reply back to your story, and you're like, all right, we'll get McGinnis's story coming up. I'm like, oh, geez, this isn't really a story.
I'm just being real. Like, it was sort of, you know, it was kind of long, and I was waiting for something. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Can I ask you a question?
I need more from the story. Like, I can say, you know what I mean? I can tell you a story. Like, hey, I saw Charles Barkley in line. I asked him, who you want in the Super Bowl? He told me, and I bet the other side. That's a story, right? Like, but go on. What do you want to ask? If I'm a Hollywood producer, and that's your story, I'm just saying, come on, kid.
Like, if you're a Hollywood producer,
I've got lunch on my way here. Like, you're wasting my time with this. Like, come
Gabriel
on.
Moretti,
like,
if give you're me a Hollywood story producer, here, that is not the story I'm giving you. I'll tell you that.
I'm just being real. And then listen, like, people in the chat are commenting. Ken Peacock said he enjoyed your story. He said it was good. Ventura says could have been shortened a little bit. Slayer could have been exactly. Could have been a little. Chris Brady says your story was okay. Al is right. The story was lame. Chris, I mean, like people. I think he was right.
It was overhyped. It wasn't even meant to be a story. Just a comment, if anything. It wasn't meant to be a story. It wasn't story time for me. It was just a comment. Quick little experience.
No, you know what it was? It was an antidote, but it wasn't, you know, wasn't a good one. I'm just saying.
Wasn't a story. That's for sure. Wasn't a story.
Let me tell you something, though. This is a good story. It's a good lesson for people, actually, all right? And it's actually, there's a moral to this, because, right? I'm just busting your balls. Thank you for sharing. It's like show and tell day in class and stuff. McKinnis, like, pulled out a rock out of a box. Like, I mean, it's like...
Moral of the story, this guy would have bet on the Celtics no matter what.
Yeah, guys are all there. Show and tell. Everyone's rolling out. Oh, I got a new bicycle this summer. Hey, look at my new dog. McKinnis like shows, hey, look, I got a tennis ball here. Like,
here's a conglomerate rock.
Hey, I'll give you credit for something in a second, though, McKinnis. I'm serious. I credited you on the TV show for something. I was going to tell you, hey, watch that show. Watch the clip. You weren't even on the show, and I said nice things about you. So
I appreciate it.
Yeah, so no, this is the thing, though, McKinnis. This is a lesson for you, all right, for you small towners that go into the big cities, all right? And I've learned this lesson in Vegas. Don't cheer with strangers. Don't cheer with strangers.
Interesting.
Like, I'm dead serious. It's happened to me before. And listen, I'm a hustler. You can't hustle a hustler, but these guys are good. So basically, yeah, I'm in a book. You see this all the time. You're in the book, bro. You're celebrating, you're watching the game and stuff, and you're celebrating, and you're just sort of, you're naive, and not naive, but you're just a normal dude, and some guy high-fives you, you start, hey, yeah, I got money on this side too and stuff. Then it starts to how much you got on the game, right? How much money you got on the game and stuff like that. And then people start showing each other tickets and all this. Well, a lot of the times in Vegas, that guy you're talking to that's wearing the jersey of the team that's playing, bro, is really a local hustler. That number one, he's sizing you up to see if he can rob you after in the parking lot. Number two, or he's just going to hit you up for money and say, yo, bro, I know. You just told me you got $4,000 on the game. You got $4,000 on the game. You can't give me $100, or I'm going to, you know what I mean? I'm going to get my boys. We're going to, you know. I'm telling you, it's a setup, bro. Like, every, you got, that's the one thing in Las Vegas. Trust nobody. Trust nobody, nobody, nobody. And when I moved to Las Vegas, one of my buddies, he was a UFC manager, he told me, he goes, listen, he goes, I know you've been here before a lot and stuff, but he goes, now that you live here, I just want to let you know something. He goes, do not trust anybody. And he goes, I mean anybody. And he goes, do not trust anybody from here. And I said, you're from here. He goes, exactly. And he started laughing. He goes, why do you think I'm a UFC manager? He started laughing. Right? he started laughing. But, you know, that's the whole point. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I thought she liked me. Like, basically, bro, like, listen, you know, you're a young, good-looking guy, McKinnis. So you've got a girlfriend and stuff. But, like, if you're just a dude and you're in Vegas and some hot chick comes up to you at the bar, she's not coming up to you because she likes you. All right? It's not because, oh, you're good-looking and you met her. No. She's playing you, all right? She's going to rob you. She's a hooker. She's going to bring you up to the room. You're not going to have sex. She's going to drug you, or she's going to call her boyfriend up to the room, or she's just quite simply going to rob you and tell you, hey, call the cops and leave after. That's if you're lucky. You know what I mean? Like, everything is a hustle. I lived there. I saw every damn hustle. I saw hot chicks. They would roll up on dudes at the table and start stealing their chips. And it'd be like, come on, man. The dealer sees this. But the chicks pay off the dealers, bro.
That's good advice, Gabe.
They're paying off the dealer. I saw it. I got kicked out because I said, what the hell? Because I saw that they were in on it. So basically, like, if the girls go there and they're able to hustle guys for a couple of $1,000 a night in chips and stuff. So basically, it was a very simple angle. You got one chick sit down beside the guy. He's got the chips. She's got a nice rack. They're out there. She's very flirty with the dude. Then, boom, she drops a chip. All right? She has her own chips. She drops a chip. Being the gentleman that he is, he picks down to pick up the chip. She doesn't steal the chip. She bends down to flirt with the guy even more. He gets a good look at the rack even more. She bends down. He thinks, man, this girl's cool. She ain't stealing. She's even bending down. Well, you're bending down to pick up the chip. One of her buddies or girlfriend or boyfriend sitting at the table will reach over and scoop the chip. Why doesn't the dealer say anything? Well, because the dealer's in on it. Right? And then security is in on and stuff because you're just a tourist that's going to be there for a day. She's a hustler that's there every day. They'll make more money taking her kickbacks than you. Mm-hmm. There's a little lesson there. That's a good story. See, you tell me you learned something there. All right. Well, lessons from the street, people. Lessons from the street. Do not trust anybody in a casino in Las Vegas, Nevada. All right.
It's sad to say, Gabe, but sometimes you got to be paranoid. And it's sad to say that. I guess not paranoid, but sometimes you got to just, like, for the example that you were just saying there, like, about girls or going back out of someone's room or someone joining you at a bar, you know, when you're out of town and stuff like that. That stuff's not going to just happen. You know what I mean?
The stuff that happens there every day that's not on the news would freak the crap out of people.
I'm sure it would freak me out.
Yeah, it would freak people out, man. Right? And like everything, like, yeah, so there's a lot of stuff that goes on. There's a lot of stuff that goes on everywhere in the world, but that place, it's sharks, man. Like, it's just sharks. You know what I'm saying? It's a shark-infested waters. You let your guard down. It's great if you're a shark, but if you let your guard down, a bigger shark's going to get you, right? They're going to get you.
So, Gabe, I gotta ask you. Get my confidence back up here. What were you talking about me on one of your shows? What were you saying?
Oh, yeah. I said that I thanked you for the Troy Terry prop.
You brought him
up last week, and he did it again for two straight games. Right? Awesome. He didn't for the third straight game, but because people told me, oh, what a great pick, Morency, because I said Troy Terry. I said no. I said McKinnis is the one that told me about the Trent.
I appreciate that.
So, see, I gave you credit. I also said he also liked the Edmonton Elks a lot this year, too, but I'm kidding. I'm busting, but more of McKinnis on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Later.
Night, man's request. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morency. The pencil players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, the McKinnises, and everybody else in between. Great, great talkie handicapper, Troy Terry, baby. We're not giving up on it. We'll continue to ride that train. Listen, McKinnis, we didn't get to too many picks here, but it's CFL playoffs this weekend. Montreal Alouettes and the Hamilton Tiger Cats and the Calgary Stampeders. The Saskatchewan Rough Riders, Montreal at Hamilton, Calgary at Saskatchewan. Looking at the future board, and I'm glad I didn't play this because there really wasn't a need to. I should have got in when it was a better number, but I didn't really want to wait. The CFL is a strange league. A lot of stuff can happen. But, you know, Edmonton, right? Winnipeg. Oh, talk about Edmonton. Winnipeg, plus 100. No one's beating this team, bro. No one's beating these guys. Like, they're a dominant football team. I know they took the pedal off the metal in the last couple of weeks. Who cares? Doesn't matter. Everyone will be back. They're going to dial it up a notch again. So I just think from a future perspective, and the thing is, guys, you're getting plus 100 at FanDuel for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers to win a great cup. And since they have home field advantage, dude, they only need to win one game for people that aren't aware of this, for future. So, like, they got to win one game at home, and then they go to the championship game. That's the way it works if you get the bye in the CFL. I don't think anyone's beating them. Who do you have winning the Grey Cup?
I think Winnipeg repeats, too. When they're healthy, when they're playing at their best, and they got Kolaros back there, no one's beating them. I would love to see, and I'm excited. I'm going to be going to my first ever CFL game, Gabe, and obviously it'll be the Grey Cup, which is exciting. I'd love to see the rematch, though, Hamilton and Winnipeg.
You're going to hook up with Babano. Wow. It's going to be too much.
Yeah, we're going to grab some lunch, watch some sports, I think.
You're going to get some soup. He's going to take you for a bowl of soup if you're going for lunch. Be prepared for that.
I'll find the best Hamilton soup spots. But, Gabe, I sent you a DM earlier today, and I said, all right, buddy, let's run through the NHL slate. All of a sudden, we're telling stories. I get critiqued for a story that wasn't meant to be a story, and here we are. This is, you know, you always say your show is the fastest couple hours. I feel like my spot with you every Tuesday is fast, man. Give me Hamilton. Give me the over in the Stamps and Riders game.
McKinnis, wagertalk.com. Thanks, McKinnis.
Thanks a lot, Gabe.
The late night anger man's request continues. Bring it.